What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the J-Ham Special, where I love to talk about Magic the Gathering, Warhammer 40k, Dungeons & Dragons, and other aspects of my nerdy life. My name is John, I'll be your host for this episode of Warhammer Wednesday, where I'm going to talk about Astra Militarum once again, and this time I want to go over a specific model and how you should be equipping him or her for your kill team or big 40k games, and why I think they might be equipped differently across the different games. With that, I think it might be a quick episode, but we might end up having a lot more to cover, so let's go ahead, we'll dive in. We'll start talking about the Sergeant model for your Astra Militarum or Imperial Guard lists. So, just to kind of give you a little bit of a preface here, your Sergeant model is used in infantry squads and veteran squads for big 40k, and it's used in kill team specifically with the guardsman data sheet. You can use your sergeant in kill team as your leader if you want to do that, but you don't have to. You can also take a special weapons gunner to be your leader, or you can take a tempester to be your leader for just out of the core rule book. Naturally, your sergeant has the war gear options where they are currently just kitted out with a las gun and a chainsword. That's just built into their 5-point model that you have for kill team. And essentially, I think they're 5 points for 40k as well. The biggest difference is you have to decide on how you want to kit them out. With big 40k, they are a part of a full unit and group, whereas kill team, they're their own individual model that can stand out if they need them to. And this is where I believe that some of the different warrior options might be viable for one game and not for the other. So let's start off with Warhammer 40k and what I think you should be kitting out with your sergeant. So for Warhammer 40k, I believe that your sergeants should honestly just be kitted out with their bare bones, what they get, the las gun and the chainsword, las pistol and the chainsword. Older editions, I guess they used to have the las gun. I just like las guns a little bit more because their range and everything, but las pistol and a chainsword. The reason I say this is you don't want to pack your sergeant with tons of extra war gear options that would overcost him and make him a big threat for your opponents. The infantry squad, that's the one beautiful part about them, is they're just a small, you know, small cheap unit that you can put on the battlefield that I would say is pretty effectively costed just because they have objective secured and they're mainly a ranged focus. All of your different guardsmen units, you know, actually, yeah, all the guardsmen units, just in a normal infantry squad, other than your sergeant, will have ranged weapons that are looking to try and fire at your opponent 12 to 24 inches away. You don't necessarily really want them super close, and you don't want them charging at this group. So you might think to yourself, oh yeah, now I want to kit my sergeant out with maybe I want to give him a bolt pistol, and I want to give him like a power sword or a power fist or something along those lines, so that way he can actually do more damage. And actually, I saw a meme about it and said, no, Sergeant, you're taking way too much war gear. You're going to make us all a target, and we're all going to die because of this. So that's kind of the mentality you got to think of is, yeah, the rest of your guardsmen are pretty much bare bones, don't have much as far as threat, just because it's a strength 3 las gun. That's rapid fire 1, no AP, 1 damage. But once you start putting all those extra war gear options onto your sergeant, you have to get the entire squad into combat. This isn't terrible, but when you have a 10-man squad and only one of your guys is equipped for actually fighting in combat, that's not really where you want to be. So if you're not going with just the las gun or las pistol and chainsword with him, what I recommend is maybe looking at giving him a 2-point bolt gun. And that might be pretty efficient because that then turns him into a 24-inch threat, just like the rest of your guardsmen. So those are the two options. I would say either keep him dirt cheap and bare bones, or give him that bolt gun, give him the same range as the rest of the units, and be able to be a ranged target. Not to mention that bolt gun, I mean, it's having strength 4 instead of 3 like the las guns. Still damage 1, still no AP, but it's better than a las pistol 12 inches. Just saying. That's kind of how I feel about it. Now, if you play big 40k more than I do, I play a little bit. I mainly do a lot of Sad Hammer. I do a lot more kill team nowadays than I do 40k because I like to teach new people, and kill team's easier to get people into. Then let me know. Tell me down in the description or hit me up at thejhamspecial@gmail.com or jhamspecial on Twitter. But that's kind of my opinion on it. I'd love to hear how you guys have had success. If you've kitted your guy out with like power swords, if you found a power sword upgrade, it was better, or maybe a power fist, or maybe the bolt gun was where you wanted, or a bolt pistol might have been better for you too. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say on the matter. But for me, that's just kind of where I'm at. Either keep a chain sword and las pistol, or maybe go bolt gun and chain sword if you need to. My mentality with kill team is different though. So with kill team, matter of fact, I probably should make this its own segment, but with kill team, you got to keep in the mind that your sergeant is no longer a part of a 10-man squad, but he is his own individual model. And depending if you make him the leader or if you don't, that's going to change your mentality on how you actually want to load him out. So let's go ahead and just jump over there. So for kill team, the sergeant model is a little bit different. So the stats for a sergeant, he's in the guardsman data sheet. So if you're looking for him to find the specific model, this is what he has. He has a 6-inch move, just like the rest of the guardsmen. He has a 4-up ballistic skill and a 4-up weapon skill. He's got strength of 3, toughness of 3. He's got 1 wound, like the rest of your dudes. He's got 2 attacks, which is pretty decent for a guardsman, I guess. And then he's got a leadership of 7, which is pretty good for guardsmen. And then he's got a normal save of 5, so he's got that t-shirt save, and you can only have a maximum of 1 sergeant in your list. Now, kill team's a little bit different. Your sergeant cannot take a bolt gun, so I'm not going to advise a bolt gun for you here. He can still take either a las pistol, a plasma pistol, or a bolt pistol if need be. So, you do have some options if you want to do a little bit more strength than just 3, but that's your options. And the other two, that's your range. You got plasma pistol, bolt pistol, or las pistol. Las pistol is ingrained in the cost, so the bolt pistol and the plasma pistol do cost a little bit more. I think it's 1 extra point or 2 extra points depending on which one you decide to get. Then you have the chain sword, which you can replace with a power sword if you want to. So, like big 40k where you've got the opportunity to use like a power fist if you wanted, that's not available here. Now, I do want to let you know that power swords have not got the full upgrade across the board. Now, in 40K, like if you go online to, you know, they haven't released the new data sheet yet for like the Codex and all the rest of that jazz. But for Ash Militarum, they're kind of saying, hey, a power sword gets you +1 to your strength. And then it's got the minus 2 AP. It's -2 or -3 AP. Pretty decent. And then, of course, your damage. So you've got a little bit better of using a power sword if you want to stop your opponent from being able to do their saves. And that's a good place to be at when you're using any kind of weapon. What I would recommend is even if you're just using a sergeant with a las pistol and a chainsword, the chainsword is going to actually give them an extra attack when they do attack. So it's not an Astartes chainsword where it gives the -1 AP. It's just a normal chainsword that a guardsman is wielding. So it's using the same strength of him, so it's a 3 strength weapon. No AP, 1 damage. So either adding the extra attack is going to make it worth it for you, or you can maybe look at doing the power sword if you want to, if you want to stop your opponent from being able to save on those 2 hits. And for me, just from my own experience playing with it, you know, my company commanders, I give him a power sword because, one, I think it looks cool, but he works a little bit better because he does have a few more wounds and everything that you can kind of throw at him. But the sergeant, it's kind of up to your personal preference on it there. I don't necessarily think that you need to equip him with a power sword, but you can if you want to make sure that the few hits that you can get off actually stop your opponent from being able to save thanks to the AP that it's provided. If they update the kill team rule to make the power swords for the Astral Militarum and other factions give you a +1 to the strength, then yes, it's going to be a lot more worth it in my opinion there too. But as of right now, I feel like the chainsword is still a pretty decent option. And I'm running my sergeant right now as a sergeant with a chainsword and a las pistol. And it's working out pretty decently. Honestly, it can be a really decent, you know, leader option if you decide to go that route. Just because of the simple fact your sergeant, he can kind of sit back. He can be a 5-point model and you can just keep him safe. You don't need to engage him into combat if you don't want to. And you can keep him as a hidden sergeant if that's really your desire. But the other point of where I would say maybe make your sergeant not your leader is if you wanted to use him in combat, and make somebody else your leader. If you make your special weapon gunner the leader of your team, you can then tell your sergeant to actually bring it down. You can tell him to reroll those ones to wound and make him a little bit more of a threat when he's attacking with that chain sword or the power sword if you need to. Allowing him to say, fix bayonets and tell your sergeant to do that makes him that much more of a threat when it comes to being that melee option. So if you're playing with just Militarum alone, keep in mind that, the Tempest with Power Fist is super powerful, but your Guardsman Sergeant, he can be pretty decent as a combat threat as well. Now, it would be cooler if you can make him a combat specialist, but unfortunately you can't. The only things that are available, so your sergeant can get leader. Otherwise, your sergeant can get demolitions, medic, scout, sniper, or veteran. So the veteran move is pretty cool if you're deciding to go the veteran route. But otherwise, you can maybe look at the medic side of things or maybe scout side of things, depending on how you want him to be a support character. But you don't even need to do that one. As long as you don't make him your leader, you can issue him out orders and make him actually pretty decent at fighting your opponents. So yeah, that's my thoughts on the sergeant for kill team. Let me know what you think. I either keep him with just a basic loadout and make him a hidden sergeant, just issuing out orders to people behind the scenes because he's like 5 points. Otherwise, I do use him as more of a combat specialist, making my Tempester and him two different combatants just out of the core rules. Once I start getting elites, I use Bulgrins more. Once I start getting into commanders, I'll have like my Commissar or I'll have my Company Commander or Tempester Prime be a little bit more of a threat as well. So yeah, it's really up to you guys, your play style, and how you want to roll with things. But that's how I run my sergeants in Kill Team.